name is Carolyn Urena, and this is another Tuesday Tidbit presented by Regroup Advisors. Today, I'm talking to you about exporting your U.S.-made product and how to access state and federal programs that can help you navigate this world of exporting. Exporting can be daunting in terms of understanding how to get your product out there into sales channels and into markets that you might not be able to just go and sell yourself. But there are some really great resources that are out there for startup companies that manufacture their products in the United States. So the first resources that I would recommend are reaching out to two different agencies that can connect you to the right resources. First off, to the Department of Commerce, so looking at trade.gov. And then second off is talking to the Small Business Administration or the SBDC, which are other programs that have state representatives as well. So many states have different resources that they provide to startup companies or U.S. manufacturers on a state or local basis. Some examples to consider are things like the STEP program. For example, Michigan has the Michigan STEP program that provides up to $15,000 annually for businesses for exporting activities to cover going into different markets to sponsor about 50% of the cost of doing an international trade show. Or you can access things like federal programs, such as the Department of Commerce programs that are things like Gold Key, which will research and set up distributor meetings for you, do due diligence or background checks before you get into a business relationship, or even do market research to determine if it's worthwhile to enter into that additional market. And I'll note that as well, certain industries have additional resources that you can access. For example, if you are a food-related product, the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development Program has additional programs as well. And I'm not just speaking about this from a general basis. This is something that I accessed as an early stage startup company when we were developing our product and first starting to sell it into the market. We had a medical device and we accessed programs like we funded several of our international trips into international conferences to meet with distributors through the Department of Commerce program, similar to the Michigan STEP. There's also a similar program out of the state of Maryland. We did an analysis of the regulatory landscape across different countries before we entered. We also did go through some of the resources to make connections to distributors in other countries. And that's actually something where we were connected with the distributor in South Africa that brought us to that market. So as a startup founder, as a former CEO of a US manufactured company, I would really encourage you to reach out to these different resources, to the Department of Commerce, to the SBA, and don't be hesitant about expanding your product into these additional international markets. I hope that helps you out, because that's another Tuesday Tidbit with Regroup Advisors, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
If you've enjoyed this episode of Business Plain and Simple Tuesday Tidbits by Regroup Advisors and don't want to miss future topics, well, like and follow us wherever you get your podcast. Interested in learning how Regroup Advisors can help your company? Contact us at info@regroupadvisors.com or online at regroupadvisors.com.